I'm in New York. Yeah. I'm in Gotham. Yeah.
I'm in L.A.
coast
to coast.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Here we go. From New York to L.A. And all around the world. This is the day that was given for men to dance with men. Dance. Men, dance.
Come on, let's dance.
Yeah.
Let's dance. Men dance with men, and it's not gay. Men dance with men, and it's not gay.
No, it's not.
Come on, dance. Come on.
Only on Friday. Only on Friday. You get a pass, men. You get a pass. Dance, men. Dance, men.
Dance.
This is Man Dance Friday.
You know, I'm not heard to say this after a quick 30 seconds, but that was impressive.
Yeah,
I like that.
Kind of work yourself up, so you're absolutely right.
Man. Yeah.
That's when you laugh, when you put in there, you go,
and you bend over, and you grab your pants leg.
You grab your pants leg. Then she's sitting there looking at you, yo, fool. She got that old fool look on her face. You're a fool.
Wow.
That's all right.
That was impressive.
That's all right. That's all right. It's a man dance.
Halloween.
Men dance with
men. Yeah, it is. It's Halloween. The time for Halloween. The spooks and the ghosts and the goblins.
Oh, man, and the goblins. Oh, my goodness.
Sybil and I went to a masquerade party here in New York last night at a place called Tushy's. Toshi's,
mm-hmm.
Place called Toshi's down in Times Square somewhere.
Nice.
It was very nice, very nice. I fell in love again. I fell in love again with another singer. Her name is Avery Sunshine.
And she was incredible.
She was incredible. Uh-huh. From Atlanta.
She got a new song out, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
Yeah. And she sings the oldies, she sings the classics, and she's got new stuff.
She makes ugly faces.
And you know that's what he loves.
I love that. Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah, it's over. It's done.
Yeah, so Avery Sunshine, good party last night here in New York, masquerade party.
Thank you.
And now we go to Halloween. Dressing up.
Mr. Brown?
Text me.
Oh, my God. Yes, I will be Mofo Man.
6'4", 6'4".
Did you get to?
That's every day, though. I
know.
I'm going as Mofo Man. The kids have never seen it, though.
Which kids?
As I dispense candy.
Calm down. You are dispensing candy this year. You're not putting the sign out?
Normally, I don't give out candy, but I will have
Because you put a sign outside, don't you?
Yes. Sign says, I'm a diabetic. If I can't handle candy, neither can you. But this year.
Yeah. He puts a sign outside, I'm a diabetic. If I can't have candy, neither can you. You know, every diabetic ought to do that.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Every diabetic.
And don't think they haven't thought about it.
If you are diabetic.
In some neighborhoods, there'd be no candy given out, man. if you put that sign up.
That's true.
Yeah.
I like Halloween.
But this year you're changing it up, huh?
Yeah, this year I'm changing. I'm giving out candy. Yes, I'm giving out. But
you're not giving out sugar-free candy, I hope.
No, sugar-free candy is a trick.
Oh, man, it gives you gas. Sugar-free candy gives you gas.
It gives you gas. It's not group-friendly. It is not. Any diabetic will tell you that, man.
Yeah. Okay. So Halloween. And
now, two things. Have you already gone to a Halloween party like we did last night, a masquerade party?
Uh-huh.
And are you going to work? Was it such a good party? You're going to work wearing what you wore last night.
And I don't mind people at the bank dressing up.
But
I do mind pilots.
Yeah.
and
those in the doctor's office.
Doctor's offices. I don't like that.
What is it about the people that work in that they love coming as vampires?
I know.
And all of the other.
At the bank.
What other jobs don't you like to see people dressed up in costumes.
Exactly.
Doctor's office,
your pilots.
You don't like to see your minister dressed up either. That's another thing. You know.
It's true too, Brother Brown.
And he comes as the devil. He thinks that's funny.
That's funny.
I'm the devil.
Because you know what, in my line of work. Yeah.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah. All right. These ain't loyal. Matthew knows, baby mama. Lingerie model Taquoia Branscom.
Mm-hmm.
Lingerie model.
Yeah, air quotes. That's what she is.
After DNA test results reveal that Matthew Knowles is, play it, Super Day, 99.9% a match as a father of the 4-year-old girl, Koi.
What a surprise.
He took her to court to make her get a test. Oh, it was obvious.
And Inside Edition has pictures of the baby. Ooh, he can't deny this one.
No, 99.
Yeah. She said he had a vasectomy, or at least that's what I was told.
He told her that. Oh, you know, I had that taken care of. I'm good.
Yeah.
Famous last words. Yeah.
Okay. He ain't got nothing to worry about with me.
How was Scandal? How was How to Get Away with Murder?
Didn't see any of it. How was it?
How to Get Away with Murder?
Great
is
numbers.
Out, is, yeah, is
it's
doing,
beating Scandal now.
It's beating Scandal.
Scandal. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cowboys in jail.
Did you see that fool, man?
Sorry, man. Video shows that Dallas Cowboys running back Joseph Randall, the guy who was caught stealing cologne and some drawers from
That's
a Dallas
massage.
Area department store as he was being booked and being taped being booked, he offered the guy that was booking him down at the station $100 for a massage. What? You heard me.
This was a female officer. It wasn't a male.
Repeat.
It was a female.
He offered the male?
No, it was a female. It was a female arresting officer. It wasn't male.
It was a female. It was a female.
It was a female. Yeah.
Okay. But offered $100 for a massage.
In jail.
Wink, a massage? Because if he was hoping for a happy ending, he was already in jail.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. But here it is. If he had $100, why didn't he just pay the cologne and the underwear? What? Come on, man. What were you thinking?
Sir, you had the hun already.
And someone texted us yesterday. Tom, you are not the Cowboys jinx. Things have not been right for the Cowboys since they cut Michael Sims.
Wow.
When'd you send that in?
Think about it. Get back with me.
Okay.
They were doing fine. They cut Michael Sam.
And then
that's what happened.
Yeah, trying to shake the monkey in you.
It wasn't me.
And when did Michael Sam get cut from the Kansas City Royals?
Okay, I got nothing for that one. Let me work on that a little bit. All right, somebody help me. Somebody help me.
Shake that monkey, Sibyl.
I'm out of snappy comebacks. Okay. That's the best one I just.
We'll work on that.
Please. All right.
Give me some time. I'm working on it.
I'll
get back with you.
Coming up this morning on the TJMS.